Tune to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is Community Hour. And I'm Pete J. Now, ever since plans were first announced to build a temporary police base on wanted flats for the duration of the Olympic Games, the decision has always proved to be a controversial one. Now, it led to the formation of the Save Wanted Flats campaign, made up of local people who were against the change in law that was necessary to build on what was otherwise had been protected land for over 130 years. Now, last Sunday, there was a protest picnic on the flats, which, if you remember the weather, that was actually quite brave of them, yeah? Well, the worst of the rain held off, and a picnic held just a matter of weeks before construction work begins on the temporary police base. They're going to start work down there very shortly, yeah? And that part of Wanstead Flats will then become a no-go zone for the duration of the Olympics. Now, New Sound Radio, we went down to the event and met up with some local people and asked them what they made of it.
Hello, I'm Nadia, and I live locally. Oh, well, I mean, I got involved in the protest from the beginning, and although we didn't win, we're worried about continued use afterwards because this is a public space and it's designated as such. And they shouldn't try and take it over. And what we're worried about is that they might do it after the Olympics. They've promised us that they're going to move it out, move it on, but who knows?
Hello, my name is Sarah Ruiz, and I'm a resident of Forest Gate. Oh, it's disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful. This is our public open space, and it's for shame on the actual Epping Forest conservators, actually. Don't blame the police. I mean, you know, they've been allowed to do this because we've got weak people in charge. I'm angry because it's just one more hindrance to us being able to live through the Olympics. You know, I live in Forest Gate. We're already being told that we can't go to work. We need to change the hours that we work, etc., etc. Then I think, well, actually, we're going to become a little island in Forest Gate because we've got the police this end and the Olympics the other end. And the fact that the people who made the decision, ultimately, were Redbridge Council, none of them live here. They don't know what it's like. And it was easy.
Hello, my name is Andy. Well, it's quite scary, really. It's like I just live down the road between Wanstead Flats and the Olympic site, and the idea that there's just going to be like a police camp here is really frightening. The whole place seems to be just sort of being militarised. Police cars buzzing up and down the roads between here because we're right in between the Olympic site. It's going to be sort of not good.
Hello, we're a couple of cows.
And we've come to reclaim Wanstead Flats for grazing rights.
Woo!
Well, the reason we're here is to give our support to protesters who are obviously quite upset that this site is going to be occupied by the police during the Olympic Games. So we've come here dressed as cows to remind people that at one time cows did used to occupy this site and they used to graze here, and we would prefer to see them here rather than a huge compound of the police.
It might open up permission for development of what's a lovely green space, because they've changed the Epping Forest Act. So I'm quite concerned about not just the immediate issue of the Olympics, but in the future.
Hello, my name is Pretty. This is our community and Wanstead Flats is our space, so I'm not very happy about it. It's going to happen anyway, but I think, you know, the main emphasis now to make sure that promises are kept, and when the time comes, the whole kind of police building or whatever, the muster briefing centre will be taken down and we are able to reclaim our flats to what we used to have before.
Hello, my name's Riddy. I like Wanstead Flats. It's a really big park. Don't want the police to take it because it's a really big, nice grassy park and a lot of space for like people to play football and sports.
Joined now by Kevin Blow from Derning Hall Community Centre in Forest Gate. Kevin, can you just tell us what's going on here today?
Well, the picnic that was discussed by local people back in January this year has finally come round. And despite the threat of the weather being absolutely appalling today, there's a good turnout, real range of local people here, lots of kids, and it's been really good fun.
Can you just remind us what the protest is all about?
Well, there's been a campaign about the sighting of a police base on Wanstead Flats going on since June 2010. There's been a long battle to try and prevent that. We've now reached a stage where many of the options to try and prevent the base from happening have been used up. The police will be arriving, beginning construction in 2 weeks' time. So what people wanted to do was to mark that by making it clear that this is still land that people consider to be valuable to them. And come September, we hope to be back again to be taking back the land that belongs to us from the Metropolitan Police.
And of course, what the authorities say is, well, this is just a temporary arrangement and the Olympics is a very special event, a one-off event. Police are going to be here for just a few weeks, then they're going away. What's the problem?
Well, from the beginning, people's concerns have been not just about what happens around the Olympics, but the longer term impacts of making this decision. The Metropolitan Police and the City of London Corporation have gone to the trouble of changing an Act of Parliament that defends Epping Forest and Wanstead Flats. In future, they no longer have those obstacles in front of them. So if there are major events down at the Olympic Stadium after the Olympics, which clearly there must be, they've got to try and make some of their money back. There is often going to be justification made for needs for additional security. And in the minds of those people who are planning this sort of thing, this is going to be a perfect site. We need to keep on reminding them that this is land that is intended to be used for people's leisure activities, for people's enjoyment, and it's not a convenient site for just sticking a fence up and putting a bunch of police vehicles on.
And are people planning to monitor the use of this site during the Olympics?
Yeah, there's going to be various people coming up here on a regular basis just to keep an eye on things. There are some specific concerns about the transport problems in the area, about people being able to walk close to the site, what the security is going to be like, whether the people on the area of special scientific interest who are interested in making sure that the wrens are nesting properly are going to have any problems when they're taking photographs. There's a variety of different things, but much of it is going to be about doing this because of concerns that if we don't challenge these type of things when they first happen, that we could be back here in a couple of years' time with another police base and another bunch of issues that need to be faced up to because people think they can just walk over local residents and people live in this area.
And finally, yeah, how does it make you feel sort of standing here at the moment on open ground, Wanstead Flats, knowing that in just a few weeks' time this is all going to be built on? How does that make you feel?
It is frustrating. It has been a very fun day today and it has been a great relief that it's not been chucking it down with rain, but it is a reminder really that this land is going to disappear for a short period of time and it's going to face the prospect of it disappearing again in the future. There is a certain degree of sadness about that, but there's also something rather wonderful about all the people who have come along here today because, you know, in an era when there's so much emphasis on people not caring about this stuff, quite clearly looking around here, that's not true.
Kevin Blow from Durning Hall Community Centre in Forestgate, thanks for joining us here on Newsound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
And of course, we'll be keeping you up to date with what goes on in Wanstead Flats during the Olympics. And of course, generally, right away across East London, things that's happening as well. And of course, we've got Candy Buckler, Centre Manager with Play, Sew and Grow with us. I mean, any thoughts on that at all, Candy?
Well, I do remember years ago, the cows being on Wanstead Flats.
Yes, yes.
And it was an amazing feeling just to be driving or walking along and having to stop your car for the cows when they crossed the road.
I think it was when the foot and mouth, I think that was finally what finished off the cows. They were taken away, they never actually came back then. That's what
exactly
happened, yeah.
So what I'm thinking is that I know the space very well and it is the most fantastic area. You know, you can cycle, play football, they have big picnics, sports events, everything on that area. And I think that I can understand totally what the residents are feeling. There are also a lot of people that in Forestgate are very proactive. They're part of the Capital Growth Group and lots of people do fantastic gardening projects there. And I think that in a time when we're being restricted so much by the Olympics, road restrictions, parking restrictions, it's really vital for the group to make sure that they get some kind of covenant on the flats so that nothing can be built in the future on them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the main concern, really. I mean, well, one of the main concerns was that they had to change. There was an Act of Parliament, which meant that they had to change an Act of Parliament before the police could put their temporary police base there. Having changed that, people thought, oh, the magic spell's been broken. Anyway, I tell you what, we're going to have to go to the break now because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. And I think, Candy, you've got some special things you want to tell us about as well. So stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.